Welcome to Let the Children Fly, where we empower families one parent at a time. So I want to talk to you guys today about your spiritual journey and your spiritual walk. Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners," which would be liberty to the prisoners. I remember many, many years ago when I first read that verse, and I was by the kitchen counter. I literally could tell you everything about this day because it was such a watershed moment for me. I read that and I remember saying, yes, yes, I'm going to do that someday. And I knew at that moment, like I got an Isaiah 61 anointing. Now in the natural, it was actually kind of comical because I was the walking wounded, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, etc. And God really had to do a good work in me. But that was the first moment that that seed, that Isaiah 61, that he's anointed me to help people basically with heart splinters. That's the first time that it became awakened for me. You know, my eyes of my heart began to see it. Great excitement for me in that moment. But I have to tell you, the days after reading that, I had this conversation with the Lord, and it went on for several months. It looked like this. God, the Word of God is not that big. It's not like it's the encyclopedias where there's 26 different volumes. It's a Bible. It's a book, right? So why, if there's, I'm not saying there's limited space, because I declare that the Word of God is sufficient and it's just enough and it's exactly the way that the Lord wanted it. However, if the Bible has yea so many words, why in one sentence would he repeat himself? Why would he talk about captives and prisoners like in the same verse? I didn't get that. I don't know why my eyes saw that, but I just saw it. God, it's like saying, I like you and I love you in the same sentence. Like why be redundant, you know? And it went on for quite a while. And I heard the Lord say, look up the difference between a captive and a prisoner. Oh, this is going to set some of you free today. And I am excited about that. Lord, we just thank you right now for all the freedom that is going to come for these people in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Oh, I get so excited about this. So a captive, I want you to picture a jail cell, okay? A captive and a prisoner are both in jail cells. A captive is somebody that's just walking about their day and they fall into the prison cell, or maybe they're pushed, but somehow they, quote, like ended up in the jail cell. A prisoner is somebody that did something that, quote, deserved to be in the jail cell. For the captives, you simply declare liberty. You simply declare, hey, come on out. There's freedom. You just get to walk on out. They push on the gate of the door, and lo and behold, it is not locked, and they get to walk on out. So let's take an example of anxiety. If you are a captive and you are dealing with anxiety, I'm going to speak over you scripture, truth, word. I'm going to lead you to Jesus' example of no anxiety, of trusting the Father. Come on, the word is loaded with antidotes and solutions for anxiety, right? If you are a captive to anxiety, you would push on the door of those scriptures and you would be able to walk out and you would be free indeed. But what if you have anxiety and you are quoting scriptures, you are fasting, you are praying, you are declaring, you are worshiping, you are doing everything in your might to get out of the prison of anxiety, and you are pushing on that door and it is not budging? It is because you are actually not a captive, you are a prisoner. And the only way to get out of the prison doors, it's not to sit and hammer through fasting, praying, and declaring, and whatever. There is actually, I'm not declaring you're not going to get out that way, but that's not typically the way that you get out of jail. The only way to get out of jail is that you have to go to somebody higher who owns actually the authority of the keys. The guard might possess the keys, but it's the judge who has the authority to issue use of the keys. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. And so if you are trying in all your might, in all your ways to get out of the prison of blank, blank, blank that you are struggling with, then you need to ask the Lord, who do I need to forgive for introducing me to blank, 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 whatever is holding you prison? and actively work through forgiving that person for introducing you to or for showing you that you need anxiety to survive or whatever it is. So it's a forgiveness issue. And then declare fast, pray, and see that door fling open wide, and that you can walk in the freedom that God sent his son to pay for. Hallelujah. That's a good word right there.